their peanut farming, because
that's the biggest of the farm in there in
yeah.
Now they have some tobacco farms there, don't they? Or is there some tobacco in
Georgia? Yeah, that's down around Moultrie, which is just below Albany. But most of the types of farming that are done in peanut, the soil is red clay. So, by the way, what type of soil do y'all have here? Can you tell me?
Well, in the, what they call the delta here is a sandy loam, is mostly.
Yeah.
And then they have, and part of it in the delta, and that it is a sandy loam, but most of the sandy loam is in either, well, most of that is in cotton, the biggest part of the sandy loam. Then the heavier land, what we call buckshot, I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but
yeah,
it's a real stiff black land.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of it's in rice and soybeans, but it's particularly good for rice.
Yeah.
There's quite a bit of rice in through this area.
Yeah. Full name, sir?
It's Thomas.
Okay.
And of course, my was my mother's maiden name.
Really?
And of course, they came, her relatives originally that came in here came from Alabama here.
Yes, sir. That's her father?
Well, her father and then her grandfather. Well, I guess I was trying to think a little bit how. Well, her father came in here, and then our grandfather on her mother's side was already here.
Yes, sir.
And they came from down in that area too, from Alabama.
Yes.
Then I don't know, in some way or another, some of them came from Maryland up around Baltimore and down to Alabama, and then on in here.
Yes. Can I take my coat off?
Yeah, go ahead.
So your mother was born here?
Yeah, mother was born there at Altama.
I see.
Now, house where my daughter is living down there now, where Joanne was just going a while ago, is where my mother was born, in that house there.
Yes, sir.
And, well, she just died here, well, just a little over a year ago. She was 90 years old when she died, so the house down there is somewhere around about 100 years old.
Do y'all have a record of longevity in your family?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah. We all hang on too, I guess.
Looks like, well, Joanne's family, her mother now is 87 years old, her mother.
She mentioned that. I wanted to talk with her, but Bill and Julie both mentioned what a remarkable woman she was, and I hope I can get a chance to talk with her before I leave.
Mm.
So your mother was born here, and
yeah.
your mother's parents came here from Alabama then?
Yeah, well, my grandmother was born down there at Altama down there. She was born there.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, and she was born down there. She's born in the home that my brother lives in down there now, which is about a mile from the home where my mother was born. And that's where my great-grandparents had a home there.
Yes. Altamers, I passed through that little town when
yeah.
I was coming in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not much. Well, it's about 11 or 1,200 people there.
Yeah, that's right. But as I recall, the trees shaded the road pretty good.
Yeah, it's quite a bit of shade there.
Yeah, it looked like a sleepy little town.
Yeah, it's just a farming community, really. There's no industry or anything there at all.
So your mother's folks, were they farmers?
Yes, they were always farmers.
Yeah. And also, and you told me your father came from Indiana.
Yes. Evansville, Indiana, and this was a little town, Mount Vernon, Indiana, is where he was originally from.
Yes, sir.
It was on the Ohio River up there in Indiana.
Yeah.
And he came down, he went to work for, I don't know how he hadn't come down, he went to work for this store down here and met